This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson. Johnson. AfterBuzz
TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Jersey chicks season.
Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining us for the very last show that we're going to cover here at AfterBuzz for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. It is season 6, episode 18, reunion part 3. Bye 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 seems appropriate to me. I'm your host, Megan Stecker. With me tonight,
Grant Rutter. Hello, let's wrap this out.
And Fern Monet.
So before we get to everything we're going to talk about, Fern, what do we have here that you brought us tonight?
My latest alcohol purchase, Fabellini, by the one and only Teresa Giudice. I haven't even looked at the bottle. We haven't tasted it yet.
Okay, so it's the peach flavor. Why don't you let us know what this is?
I dropped it on the ground coming in.
Oh, you did?
Anyone who knows me is not surprised by that, but it didn't break, so I'll give them that much.
Fabulous.
Should I pour a little?
Let's taste a little. See what they've been talking about all season here.
The last show... So we'll have a little
cheers.
A little bon voyage to Teresa Giudice.
So did you have this shipped from New Jersey?
Yeah, I ordered it online.
Oh, nice.
And, I was going to have, because I thought we could only buy it on the East Coast. Right. I was going to have my mom ship it, but then I just bought it online.
Oh, well, perfect.
Here's what it says. It says, the name Fabellini is Teresa Giudice's inspiration. The wine is an authentic Italian blend of fine sparkling wine and the flavor of fresh fruit nectar, product of Italy.
Okay. Well, they're making it in Italy. Let's legit. Well, let's all have a cheers to the last show.
Let's do it.
And give our thoughts on this flavor, peach.
Salute.
Here we go. Cheers, it's
been
dolls.
Great, ladies.
Hmm. Oh, I like it. And I'm down.
Like it.
I'm down with it.
I'm not mad. It's good.
It's good.
I didn't hate it.
You did good, Teresa.
All right, Teresa.
Okay, guys.
It's something she made no money off of, we should point out.
Oh, yes. Everybody please support her while she's in jail.
A business with no profit right here.
This is the Giudice Girl College Fund.
This is true. We shouldn't joke about that. All right. So we're going to start the show out. We had a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes here with our AfterBuzz show in the past 24, 48 hours. So let's get to it. We're going to start with a little news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so the deal is, I'm going to give all the information, and then we'll let everyone else comment on it, and then I'll comment on it. Because I want to present this as, like, fair and balanced to everyone listening and watching.
Okay.
And just the facts.
Just the facts. Okay. So, Bobby wanted to be on the after show.
For a while.
Yeah, he contacted me over Twitter shortly after we had that interview with Jim. And Jim kind of had a lot of claims about Bobby that weren't so flattering. So, Bobby was like, you know, I really want to be able to set the record straight, but I need to wait till the time is right. And he waited and he waited and he waited and he waited. And he was going to come out here for our last show this evening to be interviewed on camera about everything. And he said he had some exciting stuff he wanted to share, and I thought, that's great. If anybody was marginalized this entire season, I thought it was Bobby, and that he deserved to get to say something, because he always seemed to be edited out of everything, even through the whole reunion. So we were talking back and forth a little bit on Twitter, And then we had a phone call, and Bobby was going to come out. He was going to fly out here yesterday. So I wake up yesterday to a few messages saying, I can't believe this. I had to get off the plane, and I'm not coming, and I need to reschedule. And I said, I'm really sorry. I hope everything's okay, but there's no rescheduling. This is the last show that we're doing for the season. So he called, which I missed the call, and then he sent me a text that had showed his boarding pass. So he actually did go to the air. It was signed by TSA. So he actually was in the airport. He had said to me that he was already on the plane. Bags went to LA, but he got off the plane for this important meeting. So I texted him back and said, well, we would love to have you call in anyway. You know, no hard feelings. We'd love to still hear what you have to say, and have not heard from him at all today. But he did, here's the breaking news, start a new Twitter account that's going to be exposing the truth about Jim and Amber Marchese. I just want to get the name right on this. So it's called The Truth, R-H-O-N-J.
Is it using their pictures?
It is using a picture of Jim and Bobby together that looks a little dated. So that's all the facts. I would love to get both of your takes on what really happened here.
It's very curious that you can.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like he's like a typical L.A. flake now. No, I mean, this is something we've been pursuing for a while. Tim, I know you've mentioned it, that we were going to have an interview coming up a few weeks. And, you know, everything was aligned like as it should have been. I mean, this is someone who like really wanted to have a platform, much like we gave Jim. And, you know, a lot of people ragged on us for, you know, believing everything Jim said, and that just wasn't the case. That was part of kind of our plan, is to have a balanced panel here and get both sides. You know, I've also reached out to Jim other times recently to try to get some more final thoughts, and I haven't heard from him, or I tried to get Amber to come on, haven't heard from her, you know, so, you know, who knows really what's going on and what they're held to, but Bobby really wouldn't be held to anything since he's not a house husband or a housewife. So, I mean, you know, it's unfortunate that he kind of strung us along, and, you know, he's about 5 minutes too late now to create that account. The season's over. He had an opportunity, a platform he could have even called in. Now, it's just a shame that he missed out on the opportunity, because we definitely would have asked him some good questions and given him a fair interview.
Exactly. I totally agree. It's too late. The season is over, Bobby. And no, I don't think anybody cares at this point. Whatever you expose about the Marchese's at this point, who even cares? People are on to Atlanta and Beverly Hills. Jersey is over.
Not only that, it's a little, I don't want to say sick, but it's questionable that this is someone who he's been in their home, friends with them, and now he's creating a Twitter account to expose his ex-friends. Like, I just wouldn't do that. Like, there are people in my life who I have cut out or I don't have in my life anymore, but I'm not going to, like, make a special account and, like, tell everyone there's a video coming soon. Like, it's almost like, it's just,
it's
like, weird. It's weird. It's just,
dirty,
you know, I don't even know if we want to even be a part of that.
Good point. Good point. Yeah. Maybe we dodged a bullet there.
Maybe. I just think it's weird that he, do you think he really got, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he got on the plane. I'm sure the TSA signatures are not fake. Unless he just went like, you know, they just go like this.
I don't know. I was so confused. You sent me that picture late last night.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. So he's not in LA, but he has a signed TSA, but he's supposed to be coming. But he's still not here. I was like so confused. I was like, how do you get something signed from the TSA pre-boarding with not being in the airport?
And then he said his luggage got to LA, which the TSA has some explaining to do, because you can't have someone's luggage fly without them on the plane, because that's how people used to blow planes up in the 80s.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming he got all the way up to the point of boarding and kind of left. Because here's the picture. I'm sorry I did not send it to our producer to put up for you guys. But that looks legitimate to me, that he like really went through security.
Well, I don't know anybody could.
Why don't you tweet this out if you want, if you feel comfortable, and then our listeners could check it out.
There's no personal information. It's just his name.
Okay, true.
But
it's
we'll
up to you, perhaps.
But if somebody gets off a plane, shouldn't you be like, what's your name, and let's get his luggage off the plane so he didn't
put a bomb on.
Well, sometimes it is late. Sometimes it is late. Like, I had my flight canceled, and all my, well, I was on the plane itself, and they were getting ready to take off, and they're like, okay, if you're flying to Providence, Rhode Island, your flights are canceled indefinitely. So I was like, oh, great. And then I didn't have any of my bags. Mm-hmm. So, and they still went somewhere.
Oh,
I don't even know where
yeah,
they went. Yeah, so they flew. So, I mean, who knows? If it's a last-minute thing, I mean, they can't force the guy to fly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe it was something legitimate. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
maybe
I'm
something
not,
came up. He said he had a meeting, yeah. right?
Well, I'm just wondering what was so important. And then today, nothing. When I said, at least call in. At least yeah. let's get your point out to the people
yeah,
and get your side
I
of
mean,
the story.
Yeah.
Because he said he felt so offended by everything that Jim had said to him.
Right.
So
well,
he was like, let's yeah. get your story out to the people. You deserve that. You were very marginalized this season. Uh-huh. You edited highly. We barely got to see or
Even
hear from
Andy
you.
Even Andy cut him off at the reunion.
Right, right. Yeah. Which I said. And he goes, oh, you have no idea. And I said, yeah, I know you guys are there for a 12-hour day. And we didn't get to hear from you at all at the reunion. Right. So...
Well,
we're disappointed, Bobby. We wanted your story.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's kind of strange to me that he didn't get back to us about calling in, and now he's right. making up
yeah.
Twitter accounts
you
to smear the Marchese's.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe wow. there was a car emergency.
What can you do? I mean, that happens with interviews all the time. You know?
That's true. It happens with interviews all the time.
I mean,
but I guess we'll never know what Bobby had to say unless it comes up on Twitter. Why don't we get to some more news and gossip?
Okay,
who else has something?
So I have a few things I could talk about. There's no news on whether the show will be picked up or if it will continue on for another season. Andy Cohen says himself, we have not made any plans relating to the future of Jersey Housewives. He went on to say the final reunion is airing tonight. So obviously this was last week. He said, and we'll go back and meet and talk and reevaluate soon. So, I don't know. I think this season was a little bit kind of a flat line in a slowly dying franchise, to be honest with you. And mm-hmm. I just thought it was a chore to watch. and I really think that, you know, I don't want to see the show go, but I think we should put the Jersey Housewives to rest for a little bit. Like, they did, they had a long sabbatical with New York, and, you know, it didn't come back in good shape, but I think it could use some time off.
I agree.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What
I
do you
think
so? For?
I mean, I'm sad to see Jersey go, but I think everything you said is right. It's just, it seems to be a dying franchise. It just doesn't have that same flavor, that same spark that it used to. And you can't say that about Beverly Hills or Atlanta. They're still going strong.
Woo,
so.
Atlanta.
Poppin'. So, season 1, 2, and 3 were great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The last two seasons, it just got to be too, like, one little thing would happen, and then we talk about it and talk about it. And it's now, unfortunately, what's happening with the Housewives in general, and I've even noticed this with coming up with Beverly Hills, is that it seems a lot of these shows really are just having, like, the fight of the week. And it's like, we want to, like, where season 1, we get to know these women. We get to build a relationship with them and see kind of what makes them tick and what they buy and what they order at restaurants. And now it's just, like, someone makes a comment, everybody talks about it for the rest of that episode, and then they all get together to have, like, a peace dinner, and then something explodes. And they talk about that, and it's more just, like, a fight carrying through. And I just think that is the quickest way to burn through a show.
Yeah, that seems to be the formula they're going for. It's not, yeah, it's not good. And, I mean, you know, this season, the way they edited it, we didn't really get to, it was not a good story arc for any story, real or not real, or, you know, they should have built it differently. And we saw with the Secrets Revealed episode that they cut out a lot of stuff that would have helped us grow to maybe like the twins and like Nicole and Bobby, and they cut it out. And
your Atlantic City stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
it's I love
so
that
upset
trip.
About that.
I was so upset that they didn't show the Atlantic City trip.
What the heck? All
yeah,
right.
So craziness.
Right.
Well, any other news and gossip from anyone?
Yeah, you know, Dina, basically, like she said in this episode, she's not really going to sign on anymore. She's pretty much done. She says that her soul couldn't take the horrible people. And, you know, I kind of like it, though.
You do.
She claims she has no desire to return. Meanwhile, Jacqueline hopes that Dina will so they can square off. That's like, you know, who knows if that's true. The article that I read went on to say, production has made it very clear they want Jacqueline back, and they don't want her back just for cameos either. Production is planning to offer Jacqueline as a contract, a full-time housewife. I thought this was already determined earlier in the season. She supposedly is confirmed to be coming back. She went on to say that it was very clear with an examination of ratings that Jacqueline's appearance had a huge impact on the show, and Bravo is certain that with her back on the show, ratings will continue to be strong. The show's been on a downward trend, so I don't know if they're going to continue to be strong. Take that information with what you will.
And who is she going to fight with if Dina doesn't come back? I don't know.
She
doesn't have Teresa to fight with either.
Yeah. Get it. Wait, I'm sorry. Do you guys like Jacqueline? I'm so over her. No, I never did.
And Kathy.
I mean, it was okay when she was, like, involved in mixing up things, stirring up, but, like, she's not in it.
She just comes back and cries about
I know. It's all about the son, which is, like, not something you should be bringing on a reality show to, like, make people feel bad for you and be your storyline.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just feel like it was too personal to have that, to keep showing this kid struggling. And it was like, okay, you know, it's just too much. I'd rather have Jacqueline on than have Kathy in her house. Come on.
Yeah, she really has nothing to add.
At all.
So little that they kept forcing her down our throats, and there was no reference to Kathy at this reunion at all.
First episode?
Yeah, I guess.
Grant doesn't even
remember.
They didn't need to have three. They're all melding together.
Kathy and Rosie were there.
Yeah,
and Rosie said the best thing to Dina. She said, maybe you're on the wrong show if you don't want to talk about
They were there, folks. But, yeah.
That's how forgettable they are.
That was a read.
Take that.
I'm learning.
Yeah, sure.
And I love teaching Fern a little slang every week. A little housewife slang
every week. Yeah, yeah. Information. The more you know.
Yes, the more you know.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. That's how memorable they are that we don't even remember Kathy.
I feel like this reunion has been strung out so much.
They did not need to make it three.
Right. No, it does not.
We covered the same crap
over and over again.
Right. Every episode. Nothing got solved.
This episode was the Jim and Bobby hour.
Yeah.
You can transition from that if you like.
Here's my thing. I'm going to put this out there. Are Jim and Bobby in this together for the fame? I mean, they're accusing each other of being fame whores. And, I mean, it kind of dawned on me today. I was like, do they have some kind of... Are they in this together and we don't know about it?
Conspiring? Maybe. Yeah. And we've seen in all of the Housewives shows, people go at it one season and then the next season it's resolved and they're best friends and they're fighting with someone else. So probably next season, if they're both back, they'll be the best of friends again.
I don't know. Maybe
they're conspiring.
I think that feud equals airtime. It equals, more being front and center. I think this whole season was revolved around the men, to be honest. Mm. From Reno to Jim, even to Joe, Judice. You know, I think that it was the men were the stars this season.
Yeah. They kind of were. I don't know. They got, I think, maybe like 30%, like to 70% of the women's drama, 30% was the men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for what like is memorable to me, it's very little with the women, especially with the twins, and even less with Dina.
Yeah.
Jim was always stirring up trouble.
Yes.
As far as what we got to see.
He was.
So.
Yeah. And when you think back of like other seasons when the men were kind of highlighted, it was family issues like Joe and Joe. Mm-hmm. This time it's the house husbands just being naughty.
Well, what do you think of Bobby when he was accusing Jim? There was a lot of back and forth with them this episode. Bobby said, you saw 80% of it about filming, about talking about, oh, I can't go out to the bowling night.
Yeah.
And then Bobby claims Jim said, oh, we buried them. That Jim and Amber were high-fiving. Yes. That Jim thought he was, like, going to be a star on the show for trash-talking Joe and Teresa.
Right.
That was going to get them all up in the mix.
And then Bobby was trying to explain.
As Grant says. Yeah. So what do you guys make of that?
Well, Bobby was trying to explain, and Andy cut him off. So if Bobby had only called in, we could have gotten
the
whole story. But I think what Bobby was saying was, Jim said on camera, you know, Joe and Joe are always fighting with each other, and I can't be in the same room as them. They're animals or whatever. And then the cameras left, and Jim and Amber high-fived each other, like, we got them on camera. This is going to be great. And Bobby is saying that he thought that was disgusting. So I want to know what the other 20% of the story is.
Well, I mean, is that it? Here's the thing. They got what they wanted, and it ended very badly. Because now that whole ordeal... Post the twins ripping out Amber's hair at the party, at the first responders party. All the fighting that happened after that had to do with Jim not going to the bowling night and saying he couldn't be a part of hanging out with Joe and Teresa.
Yeah, so they did make it a huge storyline.
It did,
so they should have high-fived each other. They got what they wanted.
Yeah, I still think he was okay to not go to that bowling night. Yeah, I still think he was justified in that. So I don't know why that blew up and why people were so offended by it. And then they pretended that they weren't. Like, Joe was like, going to pull a number to hang out with us. And it's like, oh, please.
Yeah, that was corny.
Yeah.
That was corny. Well, okay. So Amber and Jim, I thought this was funny, that Amber and Jim said they denied during the reunion. They're like, oh, you know, Victoria's Secret rumor, blah, blah, blah. We never believed it. And I said it as a joke because I was so drunk. Now, when Jim called into this show, Jim said, it really does look like it's true. So what do we make of that? I think Jim seemed like he's flip-flopping a lot.
He's a flip-flopper for sure. Yeah. And so is Amber because she... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Because they don't answer questions. Like Andy said, Jim and Amber, you two agreed as a couple not to bring it up. And then he brings it up. So what do you have to say? You know, like, what happened there? Do you think he was wrong? And she didn't answer the question. She said something else. Like, we thought it was a joke. That doesn't answer the question. Why did he say it when you agreed not to, whether it was a joke or not? It's still spreading a rumor. Right. So... I don't know. They just flip-flop and they don't answer questions. And
yeah. I mean, I think at this point in the season, none of us believe that that rumor is true. I mean, do any of us believe this truth behind that rumor?
Not at all.
Maybe Jim... Did Jim mean that...
it's so dead.
It's true that Reno said it? So he said it. It was a joke.
That's like a technicality,
though. Reno fiercely denies it, but I mean, would Victoria's Gotti just, like, make this up out of nowhere? I feel like it could very possibly be that he said it as a joke.
Exactly.
It could be. I mean, he could have said it when he was, you know, like you said, two sheets to the wind and has no idea what he was talking about. So, of course, he's going to deny saying it because he doesn't remember saying it.
Right.
I don't know. I just think it's kind of ridiculous at this point. Oh, I don't know.
Keep talking about it.
Well, I mean, Teresa was really giving it to Teresa again in this episode. God knows how they edited this whole thing because I don't know if this was revisited three times or if it was just edited that way. So it was getting toward the end of this episode where Teresa was really giving Teresa the business. Gosh, I feel like I wrote down a quote. Okay. So Teresa was saying that Teresa orchestrated this whole thing because they were getting more attention. She said, you want to be the queen of your castle. And our family was getting more, meaning her and Nicole and Reno and whoever else, Santa, all the deal. They were getting more attention than Teresa was, and Teresa wanted to be the queen of her castle. So she orchestrated this whole thing with the cameras and Victoria to get the attention back on her. Do we think Teresa could be right? I don't know.
It's Teresa's show, pretty much.
I mean, obviously.
So for some new chick to walk in and have nothing going on, and suddenly we're supposed to believe that it's all about her. I mean, are we watching the same show?
Right, honestly.
That made me laugh, too.
I'm dumbfounded. I really
am. I need to know. Well, Teresa, pour me a little more tea. I can't even deal with these girls.
Didn't Teresa say that there was so much negativity going on with your family that you wanted to give some negativity to my family? Maybe. She did.
Another thing she said was that you were not bringing anything to the table for production.
Yes.
I won't mention that, but you weren't bringing anything to the table.
You can feel Andy cringe whenever they bring up production.
They all did. And Teresa popped in tonight with, well, you can't tell her off camera because we're doing a TV show. And I mean, those girls sold him up the river this year toward the end of the season with just the whole.
You can just feel him dying.
I know, like, don't give away my secrets.
Andy looked like he was ready to bolt off that set. I mean, one of the last shots, his shirt was kind of untucked. He was kind of slouched from the chair. And he had like 1 foot behind him to get off that chair and bolt out of that
place. He just looked so exhausted by this.
He's so over it.
Yeah. I mean, those are like 12-hour days. I mean, we're only looking at a 3-part reunion. I mean, he's asking the nitty gritty of everything. I mean, I can't say I wouldn't want to be on that set. I would love to be on that set. But I mean, like, I just think that's crazy. And don't forget, they have to ask questions that they're going to use for the unseen footage episodes too, because they kind of like build around those moments where he asks them more questions. So they got to get 4 hours worth of stuff out of that. I mean, I would want to be out of there too.
Painful.
I agree. Hey, this is how I feel about this season right now. I agree.
I mean, I hate to say that in a way because we're supposed to be such super fans, and I do love New Jersey, but I think that it's been better and it can be better.
Yes.
I agree totally. I don't know if the casting was what let us down this season or the editing.
I think all of the both.
Yeah. For me, it was the editing. It really was.
I think we could have seen a lot of fireworks with people that were good, and I think we could have liked them a lot more had it not all been edited out. Yeah. Or edited poorly. And, like, who cares about focusing on Teresa? It, just like Teresa said, she didn't bring anything to the table. So, I mean, why did we have to keep focusing on her? Because it was nothing about nothing.
Nothing about nothing.
Awful.
Awful. All
right. What did you guys...
That was a good Jersey.
I have some really good friends from New Jersey, you guys. What did you guys think? Were Amber's tears real when she was... towards the end saying, you know what, this was really hard with Bobby and Jim and their whole breakup and 10 years of us all being friends, and we never came on the show expecting this to happen. Did you think those were real tears or like her, like tears that she was always able to pull up all season long, like hysterical crying out of nowhere?
Do you want to take this?
I have an opinion too, but I'll let you go first.
I think, I don't know if they were real, but her point, and I'm not a fan of the Marchese's, but her point was valid in that she wished that Nicole and Bobby had said to her privately, explain to us what the rumor was that you heard and, like, let's squash it right here instead of come over to Bobby's house and let's approach you in front of all of these people and cause a big scene. So I kind of got that point and that she felt betrayed by Bobby because they didn't do it privately. Even if they did it on camera, they could have done it privately instead of at a party. So I got that point and I you know, whether the tears were real, I don't know. She cries. She's like Jacqueline. She cries at everything.
Mm-hmm. I think she was genuine. When the season started, they were on Kathy Lee and Hoda on the Today Show, the fourth hour. And they said, you know, as new ladies.
The fourth hour.
They're like, as new ladies to the show, like, what do you make of, like, being on here? Like, how has it changed your life? And she's like, honestly, she's like, and Amber was like, she wasn't emotional, but she was like, yeah, no, it's just really shocking that we, you know, kind of lost friendships that we came in with. And she looked over at the twins, and Nicole was, like, shaking her head. So she was, like, really kind of bothered by it. So I'm like, and I remember, like, being like, let's see where this goes.
Right.
And so, yeah, I do believe that, like, it really, really was. I mean, we have to remember, these are regular people from New Jersey, you know, who do have friendships for 10 years, and they're over.
You made a really good point about that last week about Sal and Santa being talked about on Twitter, on national television, you know, because that rumor's been beat to death, and we don't believe Reno really slept with the mom. Enough already, but why is it upsetting them so much? We think Teresa just wants camera time, but also that, you know, when you're real people and you get talked about on Twitter in a disgusting way, it's
I mean, when you have a room or a national display and you're not used to, you know, I doubt Santa's even on Twitter. I mean, like, it's probably like, whoa, like all of a sudden, why am I being talked about in In Touch magazine?
Right, exactly. You know? Exactly.
Well, speaking of Twitter, everyone was really giving it to Jim about his Twitter obsession and how nasty he is on Twitter. Melissa even took over being host from Andy and turned around and said, Jim, you tell me why you act like that on Twitter. I mean, she was pointing at him the whole deal. She had a big smile on her face, but she took the reins from Andy and was like, you're going to tell us why you're so evil. She said, look, the show wrapped. We all go back to our lives. You have been on Twitter 24/7. What do you guys... Okay, I wrote down a little something. Let's see. He said... Here's his ridiculous excuse. He said he got a fax at work saying that he should die of cancer. His wife should die of cancer. All these horrible things. He was called this and that and the other. And he thought he should be a lightning rod because he would be deflecting all the hate that Amber was getting on Twitter. If he would come on Twitter and be a lightning rod, it would deflect all of that hate to him. What do we make of this? I can't.
Well, you just don't give things like that power. Exactly. I mean, you know, people can come after us for an AfterBuzz, and like you just don't do it. You just don't buy it. Why? Why? What's the benefit? I mean, like, you know, now you're giving somebody, I mean, if Jim, and it's not like Jim is just defending his wife. I mean, he's retweeting and like, it's over. I mean, he's, you know, we've been grateful he's retweeted and Amber has retweeted our show in the past, even last week, I believe. But I mean, you know, to have such a level of engagement, and you're, you know, if you're someone sitting at home and someone, you know, reality star, we'll say in this case, I have my own opinions on this, I'll get into later. Yeah. But if somebody is like, you know, from the TV is, you know, recognizing you, then it's going to keep it going. I'm sure he gets the same people writing to him constantly. And it just looks like he's got this huge band of people behind him.
Exactly. I think it's so immature. Like, the approach is just not how to handle it. Not to sound like Dina, but I do believe in, you know, energy. And when you engage with these people who did write, I mean, I believe him that those tweets and faxes were true and they were disgusting. Mm-hmm. But when somebody writes something negative like that or hurtful or mean, it says more about that person and really nothing about Jim and Amber. It's all about that person who's, for whatever reason, has issues and is writing stuff like that. So if you engage with someone who has issues like that, you're inviting that negative energy into your orbit, and it is not healthy, and it's immature to respond as a lightning rod and fight back. It's just not the way to handle it.
Yeah, I mean, it's new. You have to remember, though, it's like newfound fame for this guy, too. So it's like, what do you do with this power when you have people coming after you, and you have a platform, and it's as easy as social media? I don't know. To me, it's just like, go find something else to do. Mm-hmm. You know, give a good interview. Mm-hmm. You know, like, give one solid good interview. Don't give an interview where you are going to be a lightning rod that's just going to attract more attention. If you want to, like, downplay rumors and protect your family, like, you know, reach out to a good source and give a good interview. And then have that be it. You know, give your perspective, your thoughts, and then cap it.
I love that. You can tell Grant's been doing this for years, people.
He knows what he's talking about.
When are you people going to hire him to be your PR? That was my whole thing, is I kept thinking, if I were on one of these shows, which I could never handle, the emotional stress.
I would do it in a minute. I would do it in a minute.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
Bravo. You heard it first.
I would.
I could never handle the scrutiny.
I think I would know how to handle it, honestly. Not to be like, oh, I know, because I really haven't been on a real show. But I think I would get, like, I think I'd be pretty good on it. I would know publicly and how to handle things on camera and things like that. But they also brought up a good point. If you bring alcohol involved, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't get rowdy, but, I mean, you know, come on. It's like alcohol. I mean, we're drinking it now, but we're not really taking shots. But
I don't think this is very strong.
No.
Yeah, alcohol and cameras do not mix.
Yeah, no. Correct. But I mean, I would definitely do it. I would like to be a friend of the housewives. You know what I mean? Like,
I'll just drop in as the buddy.
Just get dressed up, go to a fancy party, react, get a few shots, and then you get to go to coffee the next day with one of the housewives to discuss all the crap that happened. There you go. Done.
Andy.
I don't even need to be paid for it.
There you go. Just like Victoria Gotti. You don't need to be paid. You're happy to show up.
Yeah. No, but I would never go on TV. Like, I'm not saying Victoria did this, but why not? I would never go on TV and make a vicious rumor about somebody just to get on TV either. I mean, it's just not my character.
That's awful too, yeah.
Well, to wrap this whole thing up, we did a lot of saying goodbye to Teresa. And we slowly wound down to a very sad Andy. He said, I'm looking at you, I'm getting emotional that we have to say goodbye. He knows this has been the star of his franchise for the past 6 seasons. And God, unfortunately, she is going to prison. Mm-hmm. So I think he felt very, very sad.
Yeah, he did.
And Teresa actually apologized to the fans. What do we make of that? Because it was the first genuine moment that I have seen from her this entire season.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Good for her. I mean, at this point, does it make a difference?
I think she should be apologizing to the people they defrauded. She should be apologizing to people they owe money to. And not her fans. Her fans weren't looking.
She's never gonna do that.
Her fans weren't looking to her like she's like a role model or Mother Teresa. They think she's funny, and she is funny on TV. So she didn't disappoint them. She disappointed people she lied to, took money from, acted like she had a rich life and didn't. And that's who she should be apologizing to. But you're exactly right. She will never.
No. Andy said that he was choking back tears finishing the reunion because he really feels a strong connection to Teresa. He also said that she was one of the easiest housewives to work with. And,
which is a shocker to me, yeah, I must say.
He said that she was always professional and game, you know?
You know,
which is a good thing.
I have a couple of friends who work in reality television and did the Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes.
They are behind-the-scenes folks.
And my favorite
they said
show.
That both Teresa and Nene were just the sweetest. like so respectful and on time and did a great job and couldn't be nicer.
Hmm. I heard she really is a hard worker. Like on Celebrity Apprentice, didn't she? She was there on time every day despite going home to New Jersey every night and getting her four daughters ready for school.
Yeah.
Like she's a lot of things, but she's not lazy.
She lasted to the very end on that show too. Yeah. She was like the last to get bumped before it got to the final four. Yeah.
So what do we make of her saying she regrets 80% coming on the show? Is she just saying that because of she's going to jail? I mean, I think she has had an amazing life from this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All that money, the mm-hmm. book deals, every appearance she ever made, that is nothing but money in the bank.
Exactly.
So
when it's all over, people are still going to be interested in her as opposed to someone who nobody knows who's going to jail for the same thing who isn't going to be able to get any attention.
Exactly.
Right. But the difference is someone who nobody knew would probably not get such a harsh sentence. They probably would probably, you know, just get home confinement or, you know, something like that. I don't know. I really don't think she's in the position to really regret it. I mean, she's so far deep. It's six seasons. I mean, she's made money off this, whether we believe it or not, people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... I don't know. I don't know how she can regret 80% of it.
That's true. Maybe 50%.
Yeah, like, just say that.
Well, so Teresa leaves it as saying, maybe you'll see me on a cooking show someday. So this seems like her avenue. She also mentioned, oh, I'm a New York Times best-selling author, cookbook author. The fact that she can't speak English, be damned. The girl is a best-selling author. So do we think this is her play to the public? I felt like that's what she was doing, was like, oh, by the way, don't forget after all of this criminal activity that I'm a really great cookbook author. Yeah, I should have a cooking show when I get out of jail. That's what I was taking it as. Do you guys
she
feel that
she was setting herself up, yeah.
I just don't think Teresa has the charisma to support a show like that.
I don't either.
I think when she's in prison, she should work on some writing. Like, she should do some writing. And not, like, creative writing. Like, she should write a show about, like, her experience. Like, use that time wisely. Because as soon as she's out, she needs to – that she has, like, a five-minute window to maintain her relevancy. And to get on every show she can and talk about her horrific experience, even if it wasn't that bad. And,
yes.
You know, I mean, she has, like, such a small window to remain relevant. Do I think she's done with the Housewives? I do not. I think she'll be back. I think that she needs the money. They're going to ask her. And really, I mean, you know, unless if, like, you know, some big company comes here with a cooking show, which I don't see happening, I just don't know.
Well, and there you have it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move into, we're going to do something different this week. And we're not going to do predictions because who knows what the future holds and when this show or if it's coming back. We're going to do kind of a report card for this season.
In case if we haven't been harsh enough.
I'm going to present.
Now we're going to give actual
present
grades.
Some names and we'll see what everyone has to say. All right, let's start with our newcomers, the twins. And let's loop in Bobby with Nicole.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't need to see them.
S,
I think we're good.
S minus.
I think no, really. I mean, they brought very little to the show. They didn't pop for me. I really couldn't really tell one between the other for half the season. I mean, they're fun. I don't know if they're, you know, great for the show, but. Who knows? Next.
I actually give them a B minus.
You said F minus, and now you're... I look like the biggest idiot.
No, okay, I'll give them a C plus. Oh.
We don't have
because
to agree,
in
remember.
Because in the beginning, I was like, I really like them. They're so cheesy, but they seem so sweet. And then they got, you know, more interesting. And I think they give a little pizzazz to the show.
I guess. I mean, I would go to lunch with Nicole. I would. I think she's okay, yeah. Teresa's dying for sound bites.
She is dying. You are so right about that.
She's loving every little moment she can get in.
She wants to be the new Teresa.
She really
so bad.
Does.
You know she's online looking for that gif of her doing the clink clink.
Yeah,
you know
she's
looking for that, like that repeat gif, you know.
I wouldn't mind seeing them again. I give them a C plus.
Okay.
They just have to be a little bit more, I don't know, interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to my personal season favorite. Amber and Jim. Fern.
A plus. I do not like them, but like we were talking about this last week, I don't hate them. I don't know them. I TV hate them.
Yeah,
I love hating them on TV. I think they're a bunch of things, and I would like to see them back annoying me once again.
Yeah, I'd like to see them back as well. I'll give them a pass. The other, they got the fail. They get the pass. Yeah,
it's a pass fail course.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, though, I just want to say, like, I feel like excluding Teresa, no one on the show, this is just my opinion, but no one on the show except for Teresa is a reality star. And I think they all are trying so hard, and they think they are stars, and it gets to be annoying in a way. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, you know, in a way they're kind of like an example, you know,
okay.
Especially Bobby. I don't know. They're not in that level yet. And the way they act and they talk to other people, they just think that they're like reality stars. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't know. It's not right to me.
Thirsty. I think Grant's trying to say we'd have left thirsty first timers this year. Thirsty.
Yes.
Fernd. That means they're like attention seeking.
Oh, okay.
Word of the week for
they
Fernd.
They want it. Yeah, no. And they all do, though. I mean,
I have to keep a dictionary.
Yes. They all do except Teresa. She doesn't want anything. And Dina, she couldn't kill us.
Well, let's move on to an alum, Melissa, and let's add in her husband, Joe. What do we think about them this season?
They did nothing.
B. You know, they showed up. They
B
did
minus.
Their job.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were there. They looked good. They're still the hottest couple on the show. They're building a nice house. You know, all right, B.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to jump in here and say a D. I give them a D. Because on purpose, Melissa did not let them do her singing career and music as part of her storyline this year. And girl brought nothing to the table. I realize her old storyline of fighting with Teresa was kind of taken away this year.
Right.
But, like, find something to do, honey.
Right. Yeah, what was her storyline?
Nothing. Oh, we're building a new house. And we live in a crappy small house.
And repeating the rumor that Amber told her.
Hey, that girl collected a paycheck. She looked good.
I mean,
I'm okay with Melissa.
Good for her, and I want her back, but, like, girl, bring something to the table.
Yeah.
Okay. Last but not least, Teresa and Joe.
Did we do Dina?
Oh, Dina. Oh, my God, my girl. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Dina, I'm so sorry.
I'm like rolling my eyes. Sorry. I'm like, okay, Dina.
Grant can't stand her. Moving on, Fern.
No.
She's so forgettable this season that we forgot to give her a grade. She's a lovely person, but she gets a C or a D. She gets a D because D for Dina. She did nothing.
Yeah, no. I mean, it wasn't much to do about nothing. The promotion of her coming back was just like, it was like a lead balloon.
Well, I'm going to give her a B- because I love her. And I was obsessed with her Monday morning quarterback, Snipes. She would never really participate in anything, but her little comebacks and her one-on-ones were amazing. So, love you, Dina. All right, finally, last and least, Teresa and Joe. Grant, give it to me.
Oh, Lord, it was a sympathy card to the judge all season. I mean, to be real, I mean, they literally did the whole season like, judge, please watch this so you can see that we love our family and we couldn't live to do another Christmas without Joe and we're just such a loving family and we're perfect. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm at the end of the day, I am a Teresa fan, so I will give her an A.
Okay, wow.
I'm going to give her an F because, yes, it was total sympathy cards to the judge, and the judge said, fine.
So they failed at it, I guess.
They failed.
I agree with Fern. This was a ridiculous, ridiculous, awful season for her. She did nothing, said nothing, and it didn't even work.
But the reason why I'm going to maintain giving her an A is because even though she did absolutely nothing, it was a terrible season for her, I still really only cared about her.
Okay.
There were still very few people I cared about. And even though she had nothing going on, I was still interested in her petting Melania's hair.
All right.
That says something. She's an engaging character.
Yeah. I mean, so the season as a whole, this long road, we've come to the very end here, you guys. What do we think the season as a whole? What grade would you give it?
I'm going to do the pass-fail, and they failed.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to give it a D.
I agree. It's a D for me. Wah.
But if they come back, I hope it's Teresa before she goes to jail. I want to see her, like, getting ready. And then Melissa, I could, again, but if she gives us something.
Yeah,
and then Amber and Jim, even, you know, because they make good TV. They're so hateable. and maybe the twins, but I would like to see Danielle come back.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
They need to write her a check. They really do. Yeah.
Bring it.
It would really come full circle.
You know, the thing about Real Housewives of New Jersey is we never really see people disappear. Even Kim G hung on for a while.
For dear life.
You know, I mean, look at Kathy. I mean, she just keeps popping up. So I can't believe I forgot her at the reunion. But I mean, I think we'll definitely see them all again. I really do. I don't think anyone's going to be off for good. But I do agree with you that I think that Amber and Jen will probably, you know, come back. And maybe we'll get, you know, we'll see maybe Nicole. Can we leave Teresa at home?
Teresa would never.
Well, any final thoughts before we sign off, you guys?
Thank you very much for watching, everyone, and commenting
and listening.
Grant,
I see a philosophical look on your face. Lay it on us.
Oh, there really isn't anything. I just think it's great that we have such a good interaction week after week with people who are watching. We have some great commenters who are there every single week writing to us their thoughts.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes you're even schooling us. So we appreciate all the good thumbs up and the comments and the tweets. And, you know, to find out more about what we're doing at AfterBuzz, if you like our personalities, you can follow us and we'll keep you updated.
Yeah, Fern and I will be doing Real Housewives of Beverly Hills starting tomorrow. So if you guys are Real Housewives junkies, please join us for that show.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say to everyone listening and watching, it's been our pleasure to do this. We love, 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 love this. We love the show. We love the characters. It's our job to pick apart all the nitty gritty. But I know that's what you guys do at home, too. And thank you so much for giving us a platform to do that. And we've loved this season. I've loved meeting Fern and Grant. And we've had such a fun, fun time.
Your first shows, ladies.
So we're so happy to be a part of AfterBuzz. We want to say thank you to Josh Richmond, who's been here with us every week.
Oh, thank you, guys.
He's our awesome engineer.
Producing our show flawlessly for you.
You guys taught me that there's a show that has both a Teresa and a Teresa on. I never knew that.
I know, and the things you learned. So if you guys want to follow us, Fern, where can we find you?
On Twitter and Facebook at Fern Ronay.
You can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. I also plan to do The Celebrity Apprentice coming up in the new year, and I might pop into Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
We hope so.
We hope. Keep the gang together. I'm Megan Stecker. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Megan Stecker, MeganStecher. Thank you all so much. Hopefully we'll see you next season.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.